Blog Talk Radio.
Zoe Moon. I hope you guys all had an incredible week so far. I'm happy. I'm celebrating tonight. I got my mom home. Yay! It's been about a month at the hospital and the rehab facility, but we're back on track. So this is really nice news. I think part of my full moon buildup is things coming to a close for me in that area. I'm so hopeful. So that is the biggest topic I want to talk about tonight for everybody out there is our full moon in the week ahead. We have a Virgo full moon that will perfect on Sunday, which is the 16th of March. And we are going to really start, I mean, obviously you're probably well aware of what the topics are around that full moon already and feeling that kind of, you know, there's something that's coming to a peak by the weekend. But it's really truly going to start to be felt on a deeper level starting Friday at around 10 in the morning for the East Coasters and 7 in the morning for the Pacific Coasters. So starting Friday, building Friday, all day Saturday, and then cresting by Sunday. So any time during that period between Friday and Sunday, making it a mega full moon weekend for everybody, you can see this climactic point happening in the Virgo part of your chart. And so once a year we get this, you know, peak situation. This is a time when things end once and for all. They can be a time when things are wrapping up if you've been running on a project or some kind of goal and it's, you know, everything's wrapping up around it, not necessarily an ending, but that project or that process is wrapping up and you're on to the next thing. It can also be about things finally coming through. So if you've been kind of waiting to hear news, if you know, or you've been pursuing something, you finally find out, you know, which way the wind's going to blow. It's also about achievements and recognition and celebrations of those things that you're finally, you know, hitting that summit with. So many different words for it, right? So, you know, when we're looking at Virgo, this is the area that is really about, you know, kind of on our spiritual awareness, is really about giving and the simplicity in life and, you know, simplifying our life in some way and being of service to others. And so there may be something very, you know, heightened around those themes for you as one door is closing or you're finally achieving your goals in those areas. Or there's a little recognition around something you've been working on. And speaking of work, Virgo does rule the work that we do. And so this whole weekend can kind of be defining how far you've come in this last year. And, you know, let's say you've been in one job for the whole last year. Well, then you're going to kind of reach that marker at whatever level you're in. It may be a time when you're deciding, you know, am I happy here? Do I need to go up the next level? Do I want to move on to something different? If you've been in a dry spell and you've, you know, you've not been able to land the right job over this last year, then this could be the marker that says, okay, that period is over. Now you're going to be going into a new period in your life. And so, you know, work becomes a big deal. It may be a big exclamation point on top of some project that you've been doing. It could also be some kind of celebratory thing or ending involving a coworker or people that you hire to help out. So anything in that work field definitely is on the radar for this weekend with the Virgo full moon. Virgo also rules our health and anything we're doing to, you know, clean ourselves out and simplify what we do in our life to stay on health, on track with our health, blah, 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 blah. Is it a Mercury retrograde? I don't know. It is Virgo. He's ruled by Mercury. Can I blame it on that? So, you know, when we're looking at health, again, you know, if you've been working towards the goal, you might really see that you've made some progress and mark that. You may be ending a health issue that's been going on. There may be some big climax with the health, you know, some kind of health thing that's percolating within your body that really needs attention. And so this weekend will bring that to your attention as you rush off and get something done about it. And it can be, you know, ending of bad foods you've been eating or ending of bad habits that involve your health, anything, you know, that can bring this to some kind of climax for you. This is also the area that rules paperwork. So there may be something that you're trying to get wrapped up, you know, by Monday. So this is a really important few days ahead of you as you really focus in on what that is. If you've been waiting on that negotiation to come through or you've been waiting to hear which way that's going to go, then definitely should get some kind of word or idea about the direction over this weekend. And this is also the area that rules animals and our concern with the environment going green. So, again, big endings or big celebrations and achievements in these areas. It also rules anything that we're doing to kind of, well, I kind of covered that, any giving, any service, anything that you're doing for other people. So I should also say organizing, cleaning out things, decluttering. If there's been a big project that's kind of been a big old mess all over the place, then you can finally kind of tie up all those loose ends and bring it together finally over the weekend or get all those closets cleaned out and, you know, whatever your mess is. We've all got the messes, right? So, you know, our weekend is very large when it comes to this. We will see this climax on March 16th, the next time we get a new moon in this particular area of life will be on August 25th. So we'll kind of be given this big wide berth to get in there and really start figuring out what the next thing is going to be. And I also want to talk about what's happening on the day of that full moon because it really potential we have moving forward. Or what's really going to be a key player in what all this climax is about. So there's two things going on that are significant as we build to that full moon. One is that the moon itself, which means the focus on organizing, simplifying the work, the health, the animals, the environment, the paperwork, that is aligning in a positive aspect to Saturn, which means that as we are bringing this high point in our world around these themes, that Saturn is supporting it, which is a very good thing. It means that there's something very solid and kind of serious about what's coming together here or ending. And Saturn is opening a door there, saying that you may be able to bring in the financial aspect to this whole thing for support. Maybe there's a loan or an inheritance or an investment or a commission or, you know, the insurance or the bonus or the taxes or, you know, whatever that outside financial realm is that is supportive, you know, to whatever you're doing with the health or whatever you're doing on the job or with the animals and environment, et cetera, or the paperwork. Saturn's supportive energy also may mean that there is something very intimate happening as all this is climaxing in one of these ways. So you guys figure all that out for yourself. It could also mean that divorce is aligned positively with this big peak weekend. So maybe you're decluttering and organizing on the basis of a divorce, or there's paperwork that is aligning with the divorce and or you're doing the work, et cetera, et cetera. So Saturn is definitely a benefit. It also may mean that you can reach out to authority figures, people in power positions that are willing to kind of help you cement something one way or the other. So, you know, look for that kind of guideline as you go along. And the other thing that's happening in conjunction with this full moon is the solar energy is going to inconjunct Mars, which really means that there is another person involved in this climax for this weekend over those full moon themes. There is a significant person in the mix. So whether that is your romantic slash marriage partner or a business partner, or it's an agent or attorney or specialist or client or competitor or opponent or, you know, whoever that key player is, you need to adapt around what's going on with them. So the adaptation from you is either about motivating them and how you're approaching that, or what you're doing that you're trying to involve them in or do in balance with them. There is a need to give and take. And the more that you keep that in mind as you're, you know, hitting that high point, the better that the conditions around it shall be. The solar energy is sitting in the 12th house, and the 12th house means that you're really going to shine in anything you're doing behind the scenes on that day. So you might be developing something or organizing back behind the scenes, closed doors, strategizing, getting in there over something artistic or spiritual or romantic or in those healing arenas, hospitals and other institutions. But it's all about adjustment when it comes to that. So we really do have a very powerful full moon culmination by Sunday, and I think that's going to take a lot of people's energy and focus over the next few days. The other thing that, well, there's two other things that are going on. One involves Mercury in this week ahead. And when I'm talking about the week, I'm talking about from Thursday, March 13th through Thursday, March 20th. So we're going from the show date. So between now and next Thursday, Mercury is going to be active on 2 days. And anytime Mercury is active, these are the days where we get the information we've been wanting to get or looking for, whether that's good or bad information is, you know, here and or there. It's just the information itself. These are the days where we get in and have those meetings that we want to have, or we have the talk, or we are made the offer, or the decision comes down, or we make a decision, or there's negotiations, any of those communication realms. Also very important days for agreements that you're trying to sign or sales, and may also involve, you know, something about just it, your transportation, some kind of local thing, short trips, anything like that. So Friday, March 14th, tomorrow if you're listening live, this is a really important Mercury day. Why? Because it's the last major aspect Mercury is going to make while he's in Aquarius. Mercury is not going to be in Aquarius again until next year, January, February, and part of March. He's going to actually stay a long time in Aquarius next year because of a retrograde in that sign next year. But right now, here and now, Mercury is making his last big aspect on Friday, tomorrow, the 14th. And he's making it to Mars, and it's a very positive aspect. So this means that it's an important day for getting in there with those communications, decisions, offers, agreements, sales, writing, meetings, whatever it is you're trying to communicate. And it's focusing in on your aspirations, so pushing those forward, very important. Also focusing in on the connections and the flow of information and choices that you're making involving friends or involving groups or the internet or astrology or charities, or your freedom, or your original ideas or inventions, or any kind of social networks or parties or events. So everything in that kind of social realm is really being geared up. You want to, if you get that information coming as an invitation to something with one of these areas, yes, is probably the best answer. If there's an idea that you want to share and get out there, very good, strong day to do so and to connect. And the aspect that Mercury is making is to Mars, and Mars, as most of you guys know, is spending a long time in Libra, which means that whatever is communicated tomorrow is going to link up with some real action involving that other person. So it's going to kind of connect you in something passionate or motivational with the partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor, but all aligned for positive growth. So it's very, I think Friday's going to be kind of a really great day for everybody when it comes to that. And then, like I said, that's Mercury's last major aspect from Aquarius. And on Monday, the 17th, Mercury is going to move into Pisces. That's St. Patrick's Day. So you know, everybody's wearing green and Mercury moves into Pisces. Maybe we'll put a green hat on him for the day. I don't know. But anyways, you know, this kicks off a new Mercury cycle. So here we are, we're moving into Pisces, and now we're going to see for the rest of the week that our thoughts turn to the Piscean themes. And so it may be a really good time to delve into your writing or agreements or sales or meetings and talks and ideas and decisions based on the Piscean theme. And that what that means for everybody is it's highly artistic, focuses on film and music and art and dance and sculpture and poetry and any other kind of artistic outlet you can think of. It focuses in on your spiritual practices, your yoga, meditation, your nature walking, your magic and psychic interests. It focuses in on romantic getaways and clandestine romances that kick up. It's kind of, there's something kind of behind the veil or done behind closed doors with romance with Mercury here. So you may be hearing some invitations or thinking about some of that yourself and making choices about it. It focuses in on institutions that pull us back, that have some kind of healing quality to them. So there may be some talks or decisions about hospitals or other institutions in this week ahead. And actually, all of this is going to carry over for several weeks. It also is strong for research and investigations and strategy. So if you're, you know, if you need to get in there and really, you know, talk with some people about what your next move should be, it's a very good week. And all of this is going to get a little kick in the pants on Monday the 17th. So you want to just open up to that and, you know, look at what's going on with that and see where you can take it. And the other thing that is going to be going on in the week ahead between the 13th and 20th is what Venus is doing. And Venus is, you know, she's really kind of in charge of what happens with our love life and what happens with our personal income and what happens with women in our life. And she's going to be active on Monday as well, the 17th, and on Tuesday the 18th. And so on Monday she's making an adjustment to Jupiter, which means she really wants to get to that next level. She really wants to open something up, take it bigger. And there's an adjustment that's being asked for from her on Monday the 17th. So you know, whatever you find yourself involved with love, women, or money, making money on Monday, you know, you want to give and take around, you know, how would you grow this? What would you need to learn or share or open up about to see this widen up in your world some way? And by Tuesday the 18th, Venus is making a wonderful aspect to Uranus. It's a sextile, sextiling Uranus. It just sounds good, doesn't it? So I should not have said that probably, but okay. So anyways, you know, with Venus in this position, take a breath. With Venus doing this, she is opening a door to something exciting happening. This is really about, okay, I'm in there now, I'm in the moment, and I'm ready to try something different, or I'm ready to introduce, you know, meet somebody new or introduce some new idea or accept some new direction. It's really a breath of fresh air. There may be something suddenly happening to you, or you may be the person that feels like breaking out of that rut and doing it differently. It is favored to be a little daring and definitely express what's unique about yourself and what you uniquely may need in the situation. So again, you know, you may have some kind of turnaround or something, just something, you know, off the wall happening that you find beneficial with Venus on Tuesday the 18th, and you may want to take advantage of that yourself as well. Okay, so let's look at the individual signs as we go into this week and how this is all playing out. For Aries, this is definitely a big culmination for you with some kind of work project. So if you've been, you know, out there doing something big for a while, it finally climaxes by Sunday. You may get a lot of recognition. You may just be happy to be wrapping it up or ending it. There may be something, you know, wrapping up with all those coworkers or with the people that you've hired as well. You should feel good about where you've reached by Sunday. Know that you've kind of designated a chapter, year-long chapter pretty much, as far as your work goes. And really take note of where you are and what you want to do next. This is also a big climax in trying to get that signed, or you've signed it and been waiting on it to come back. probably you're going to hear about it over these days ahead. Sunday is your big peak with that. Also about the health, and if you've been nervous about what's going on in your body and trying to find the right doctor to give you that information, you know, you should be finding that right solution by the weekend, or being, you know, given that tip that's going to lead you to that, or if you've been on this goal and trying to lose weight or tone up or eat healthier, you should really start to see some results by this weekend. You might get some kind of little reward for what's been going on with your health. Or if you've been waiting for something to come through with the health, maybe you've been waiting on that insurance to come through or whatever, then there's a lot of emphasis on that, taking it to the next level by this weekend. And then anything involving your animals or the environment that you're involved in, peak by the weekend. So the more you want to work towards these goals, you can expect to see something culminating by Sunday. You do want to see if there's something financial that you can tie in with this, if there's something sexual or divorce-oriented that ties in with this, or a third-party situation that can kind of support what's all coming together, definitely looks positive. And there's also a need to adapt, adjust, give and take when it comes to whoever that most intense other person is in the mix. So whether that's your partner, your representative, like your agent or attorney, your specialist, your client, your competitor, be adaptive, work behind the scenes and give and take with them to bring the best results. With your Mercury days, you want to focus on Friday the 14th to have your talks or make your choices or get, field your offers when it comes to anything that furthers your aspirations that involves friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, causes, original concepts, social networking, and this links very favorably to getting things moving with that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, or even, you know, pushing past the competition a little bit. And then by Monday the 17th, your thoughts are going to turn to that mysterious, mystical part of your chart, which means that in the weeks ahead, beginning on Monday, you're going to be more inspired with your writing and your ideas. There's going to be kind of more of a magical thing to your thinking. There's a thing to your thinking, okay? There's going to be more information that's shared either secretly or just behind closed doors as you're developing something. Ideas are kind of in that incubation stage back there, and it's a good time to develop those. Definitely a good time for talks, meetings, and decisions about hospitals and other institutions, healing, dealing with addictions, anything about your romantic life, your artistic life, or your spiritual life. And so, you know, you're on that road starting on Monday, and any kind of interviews, information, decisions that you're waiting on should start to come through with those themes then. And Venus, as far as your love life goes, or your personal income, or a specific woman you're focused on, this is going to be prominent on Monday and Tuesday of next week, the 17th and 18th. And so on Monday, it's a give and take. You want to give and take around something that you're trying to go bigger on. This may involve your home or family or real estate or a move or renovation, something like that. So do what you can to, you know, adjust, adapt, whatever. And by Tuesday the 18th, Uranus is in the mix, so there's something very exciting kind of pulsing around you, Aries, or through you, and it's very positively aligned with Venus. So there's something exciting going on for you guys on Tuesday the 18th, and I would definitely say, you know, whatever you want to jump into when it comes to love or making money or that female, definitely looks like it's going to shake things up and get you on your way. For Taurus, this full moon that's building over the weekend is bringing a big climax around that fifth house, which holds all the joyous things, the falling in love or focus on your lover or the children or your creativity and your creative projects or what you do recreationally to have fun. And so something big is finally like climaxing in those areas by Sunday. It is going to link solidly and supportively and positively to Saturn in your relationship house. So there is, you know, a monogamous, committed relationship involved in that love life or for the children. Or there is that the right, you know, agent or attorney or partner for the creative venture. or there's somebody that's serious in the mix when it comes to what you're doing recreationally, or there's something with those clients and how, you know, whoever you're involved with one-on-one there. All very positive as this peaks. And then the Sun Mars in conjunct for you that's attached, this means you need to make adjustments and give and take with that other person about the job or the health or the animals or the paperwork involved. So you're probably going to be involved in something tied to your own aspiration there as you give and take, or that puts you with friends or groups or online or something like that on Sunday that, you know, balances that out for you. When we look at Mercury for Taurus, Friday, really big day for you guys for any of those offers, agreements, sales, writing, meetings, talks, decisions involving your career. Very positive. Or something that involves a big personal goal. Also could be focused around your reputation or fame, or around an authority figure like a parent, a boss, a judge. So whatever one of those topics you want to get in there and talk, meet, make choices, it all looks like it's really kind of going your way, and it links to another person involved with your work or with the health or the pets or the paperwork. So all of this gels together and is very active and moving forward for you. By Monday the 17th, Mercury moves into new territory. Now, starting Monday and moving forward over the weeks ahead, your thoughts are going to turn more to your own aspirations, to your friendships, to your group affiliations, to what you're doing online, to what's going on with astrology or charities in your life, to any social networking, parties, events, to your own freedom or independence, to anything original or inventive. So you may, you know, start meeting up or hear from somebody on Monday that's going to take you down that road, or you may just maybe be making some choices yourself over these weeks ahead starting on Monday. And then when it comes to Venus, which is your ruler, Venus is active on Monday and Tuesday, the 17th and 18th of March. Taurus, this means that, you know, love and making money and women, there's going to be adjustments on that day because of what you're trying to do that's bigger. And those adjustments need to be made around the communication. So whether that means, you know, leave your phone on all day or turn it off, or it means, you know, answer your emails or show up and meet, or it means, you know, write it down or propose it. You need to be adapting either around the way you're receiving or giving your communications, or what the content of what you're actually talking about. And if it's the content, it's really going to focus on Jupiter themes like the legalities, the travel plans, the media or marketing, the wedding plans, or the educational pursuits. So be adaptive on Monday. And then when you get to Tuesday, there's a really kind of exciting alignment with Venus. So the love, the income, and the women are aligning positively with something exciting or, you know, different going on behind the scenes that you can get involved with. So kind of be open to the mysterious or the unforeseen opening up on Tuesday in those areas. For Gemini, this full moon that builds over the weekend and climaxes by Sunday, this is bringing a final note, a closing door, or a big celebration and something finally coming through, which is focusing in on your home or real estate deal or a move or a renovation or your family or a parent or a roommate situation, or your own, like, feelings about feeling secure in your life or grounded and what you're building up to support yourself. So, you know, whatever you're kind of working on towards that, or whatever you're seeing escalate, you can plan on it wrapping up by Sunday. It aligns beautifully with the sixth house for you, so there's something very solid coming together around health matters here, or the work you're doing, or the paperwork involved, or the animals or environmental things you're trying to do. Definitely looks very solid. You want to give and take when it comes to your lover or your creative process or the kids or the recreational needs and that other person there involved in all that, so that you can kind of you know, have a happy climax in those areas. Mercury for Gemini, and obviously Mercury is your ruler, so it's an important feature in the week ahead for you. Friday, Mercury is active. It's last big day of being active in Aquarius. And so for Gemini, Friday the 5th or 14th becomes a really big day around the offers and invites and decisions and meetings and talks and agreements and writing and all that, that focus in on the ninth house. So legal matters, travel plans, educational prospects, weddings, political and religious views, anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity. And this lines fantastically with something taking off and happening with your love life or your lover or the kids or the creative process or just having fun. So, you know, hey, somebody says, you want to travel, let's go have fun. That would be a really good day to say yes. Or any other combination that I just gave you. It looks like a go. Or if you want to suggest it. By Monday, the 17th, Mercury has moved into Pisces, and now Gemini's thoughts turn more to career and goals, to reputation, fame, status, recognition, leadership, and anything involving authority figures. So your boss, the judge, the parent, whoever that authority is in your life. So you're going to see more talks and offers and decisions and information flowing around those themes. May show right up on Monday to give you an idea what it's really going to be about in the weeks ahead. When we look at Venus and Gemini, when we're focusing in on what's going on with your love and your personal income opportunities or anything involving women that are going to be kind of beneficial for you moving forward. Monday and Tuesday are the days. Monday you're going to want to give some adjustment around this, and it looks like you need to adjust as far as your income or your possessions or purchases, so give and take there. And then by Tuesday, there's a really positive alignment that's social. So maybe, you know, you're making money with friends or you're, you know, finding love through something social you're doing by, you know, social networking or the internet or a friend or a group or just pursuing your aspirations. It's exciting, and it definitely looks like there's potential in that for you. For Cancer, this full moon on the weekend that's building over this weekend, this is definitely focusing on your communication zone. So something's coming to a head here. There's something being said or offered or an agreement signed or a sale made or a decision made or a meeting or talk or something with your writing or your ideas culminating by Sunday. It's going to build. So you may be in a lot of communication, so, you know, over these next few days or really thinking things through. Saturn is supportive in this with you, which means there's a very supportive, solid alignment that harmonizes with all this communication that plays out with your love life or your lover or with children or creative projects or recreational pursuits. You do need to give and take with that other person when it comes to the home or the family or the move or the renovation, parent, roommate, and whatever you're doing that is kind of higher-minded in that arena. So be adaptive when it comes to that. The Mercury energy for Cancer is Friday the 14th, very active in a very positive way. This is the day to get in there and, you know, look at your agreements and have your talks and make those decisions or sales or write things out, all based on the eighth house. So really this is about big financial matters that you want to get to, sexual interactions and divorce issues, third-party situations. And the link to Mars really activates something moving forward with another person at the home base again, home, real estate, family, parents, roommates, renovations, moves, any of that's favorably linked in with that. By Monday the 17th, Mercury moves into Pisces, so now all of your thoughts are going to be turning more to travel, legal matters, educational pursuits, wedding plans, religious and political ideals, anything in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or publicity. So you may hear about something or be offered something or start to motivate on your talks and information on Monday moving forward as this kicks into gear. And when we look at Venus and what's going on with love or income or women, Monday and Tuesday are the significant days. And this is really going to focus in on a sex life. So, you know, love and sex, mixing it up together there. For some of you, maybe it's income and sex. I don't know. Or women and sex. This is also the part of the chart that rules divorce. So you may be facing that and kind of figuring out what's going on with your love life or the female or the money flow with the divorce. And this is also the area of big finances. So you may be you know, I don't know, balancing the money that you make with the money that's going out or the loan or the investment or the insurance or taxes or whatever. So on both of those days, this is effective. On Monday, you're going to want to make adjustments, which mean that you want to give and take when it comes to what you're trying to go do something big about, go bigger on. And on Tuesday, the alignment's very positive and very exciting. So there's something kind of suddenly changing or invested into the situation that takes it to some new place. And this is kind of goal-oriented or may involve authority figures or power people or career direction or your goals. So nice on Tuesday. For Leo, this full moon is building over the weekend, and it's all about the money you make, or it's all about your possessions or purchases and feeling valued in your life. And so, you know, step by step, as this is escalating or end or being celebrated in these areas, Saturn is favoring this. So there's something very solid linking into this with what's going on in your home or with a move or renovation or with real estate or family or parents or roommates. But there is an adjustment that needs to be made around an agreement or sale or something in writing or a meeting or decision, and you are going to want to kind of give and take. And I would definitely be coming from that powerhouse of, you know, where you stand in the shared financial realm or with the divorce or the you know, attraction, the sexuality of it. When we look at Mercury for Leo, Mercury is making an important communication day on Friday the 14th when it comes to your partners, your agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, competitors, opponents, whoever those key relationships are. And this is a very positive aspect. You do want to communicate or field those offers or write things up or make choices. And it is going to be driven as Mars is also in the communication realm. So you can get out there and do something active locally or through a short trip or just through those communication realms. That should go well. By Monday the 17th, Leo is seeing Mercury turn its attention to those deeper realms. And so now from Monday forward over the weeks ahead, more information flow, choices, meetings, talks, writing, agreements, sales, focused on sex, focused on divorce, focused on the big financial picture and matters, and any third-party situations. And so you may see something kind of presenting itself on Monday as this energy shifts and gets you going in that direction. When we look at Venus for Leo, Venus is saying, okay, here's where the love is or the income or the female. That is really significant on Monday and Tuesday, the 17th and 18th. And it's playing out in the relationship zone for Leo. So here we are saying, you know, on Monday, you want to make an adjustment with this other person and give and take if you want things to go bigger or you want to expand in some way. Just, you know, do what you can to be adaptive. And by Tuesday, there's something very exciting happening that aligns positively with that love, income, or female and the relationship in the mix. And the excitement really is stemming from either travel or legal matters or educational pursuits or media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or weddings. So looks pretty groovy. For Virgo, you know, this is your full moon. So as we go through this weekend, it's building and building and building. It's all about you. So you guys are, you know, there's something really coming to a peak about who you are, your identity, your name, your title, your body, your image, your brand, a personal need that you've been working towards. All of it is really finally coming through, and you're celebrating, and there's achievements, or you're wrapping something up, or you're marking an ending in something here. So, you know, do what it is that you need to do for you and get yourself in there over these days ahead. The flow of the energy is favoring you as this all peaks. And Saturn is supporting, which means you can get a solid agreement or sale or something in writing or a meeting or a talk or a proposal or a decision that is, you know, solid here one way or the other and is going to benefit what's coming to a peak for you. You do want to be adaptive with the other person when it comes to income or possessions or purchases. And you're really going to shine as far as that one-on-one with whoever you're dealing with over that if you give and take a little bit there as things escalate to this high point. When we look at Mercury, which is one of your co-rulers, Mercury is active on Friday the 14th and is saying that there's something that you can really focus in on with talks, meetings, decisions, sales, agreements, writing, that is about your work or about a health topic or about paperwork or animals or environmental issues or interests. And whatever is communicated or decided there is going to kind of open up a lot of motivation to make money or deal with those purchases or possessions, all very positive alignment. And by Monday the 17th, communication is going to turn towards significant relationships. So starting Monday and moving forward over these weeks ahead, you're really going to be hearing more from and talking more with your romantic marriage partners, your business partners, your agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, competitors, or whoever else that key person is. And so, you know, if you want to get in there and write with somebody or make sales with somebody or sign those documents or, you know, come to a meeting of the minds, this is the time when it's really going to take off. You may hear something on Monday as this moves into this territory. And Venus for you is really playing out love around your work zone, around health issues or interests, maybe at the gym, you know, or hiking or something, also around paperwork that you sign or are involved with or what you're doing out there with your animals. And, you know, you're going to cross Venus's path in that way. So you want to look for love or ways to make money in those areas. You want to look for women that may benefit you in those areas. Monday and Tuesday, Venus is active. On Monday, she's saying make an adjustment if you want things to go bigger. That may involve the internet or a friend or group or some kind of aspiration or invention that you've got going. And by Tuesday, she's saying, you know, she's opening her doors wide to something exciting that is aligning, that is either sexual or divorce-oriented, involves third parties, or involves the big financial realm going kind of well and exciting for you. So be on the lookout for changes you can make or anything coming your way on that day. For Libra, this full moon is building in the very mystical part of your chart over the weekend. There's something kind of karmic or unconscious or magical or unseen that is culminating in your life that you're definitely going to be quite aware of as it peaks. But that may have been kind of, you know, percolating under the surface, even under your own awareness for many months. And finally, you're going to get that kind of breakthrough, and you're going to really see the bigger picture. This can come through many different ways for Libra. You may see a sign that just triggers it, or a dream may bring it to you, or there may be something that happens when you're at a concert or at a film or, you know, at an art gallery or museum or painting or doing poetry or, you know, music on your own, or there may be something while you're doing your spiritual your yoga, your meditation, your involvement in magic or psychic interest, or there may be a romance that's kind of, you know, karmic or behind the scenes, or there's a getaway somehow, or there's something in the healing realm with hospitals or dealing with addictions or some kind of energy work. Or there could also be something with research or investigation. So all of these areas are climaxing. So I'm sure you'll have at least one that you're focusing on as this weekend builds. Saturn is aligned very solidly to this, which means you can cement something about the way you're valued in the situation, about your income or possessions or purchases in the situation. And there is an adjustment also part of the whole thing, which means you need to kind of show by your actions or your passion or the way you're handling any anger, if there is any, that you're willing to adapt somehow. And I would say you're probably going to be adapting over paperwork or a job or health interest or what's going on with the animals or environmental concerns. But, you know, this is your big climax in those mystical, magical arenas, so you may be building towards that the whole weekend. When we look at the Mercury theme, you're going to be seeing a lot going on Friday the 14th. When you're in talks or hearing news or meeting and making decisions or proposing something or writing something with the lover or in pursuit of love or with children or about children or involving your creative projects or your recreational interests. And this aligns so wonderfully to your sign and taking action and expressing passion that I just think you guys really have it going on Friday. By Monday the 17th, we're going to see Mercury is going to move into the sixth house. And so moving forward over these weeks ahead, you guys are going to be more thinking about and in talks and meetings and agreements and offers and sales and writing and all that, focused on your job or the pursuit of work or with coworkers or people you hire or paperwork. Or if it's not the work field, it's going to be focused on health and getting healthy and doing, you know, getting into those meetings and making those choices that can get you on a healthy track. or it's about doing for the animals or the environment. So you guys are definitely seeing a turn with that. Venus is holed up in your house of true love and creativity and kids right now. So you can look for love to be very big on Monday and Tuesday, a big theme, or income through creative means or love or kids or recreation. Or a female that's really going to be prominent and helpful on those days. Monday, you will want to adjust some as you try to open things up towards that bigger goal, give and take to meet that end. And by Tuesday, there's some real excitement aligning for Libra with the love, the kids, the creativity, or the fun. And it involves another person, a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, your clients, or whoever else, that other person that's significant. It's kind of exciting, and it looks like a real breath of fresh air for Libra. For Scorpio, this weekend is building all weekend around you trying to reach a big aspiration, again, in the Virgo theme. So you're, you know, cleaning or decluttering or working or getting healthy or involving, you know, paperwork that brings this aspiration to a head. Or this is a weekend where you're really going to see things culminate as you climax some high point with your friends or a group you're involved with, or what's going on the internet, or with astrology or charities or some kind of party or event you attend. Or it could also be about your freedom and your originality and your inventions. So, you know, all of this is really culminating. We're going to see a wonderful alignment to Saturn in your sign, which means there's something cementing here for you personally. May involve your name, title, brand, body, or just your own personal needs in the mix. And this is a good thing. This is, you know, whatever you're going for here, it looks like it's definitely aligned long-term for you. And there's also a need to make some kind of adjustment when it comes to what you want with your love life over this weekend, or with the kids, or the creativity, or the fun, and the give and take that you need to do that's going on behind closed doors, in secret, or, you know, in development here. When we look at Mercury for Scorpio, the focus on Friday the 14th is on home, real estate, property, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommate situations. And whatever, you know, whatever's communicated or decided or met over here, it links very positively to all that behind-the-scenes action. So definitely set that emotion on Friday. By Monday the 17th, Mercury is going to move into the house of true love, children, creative projects, and recreational pursuits. And this is going to stay in this part of your chart for the weeks ahead. So you're going to be moving into a time when you're going to meet people or be in talks or hear offers and proposals or deal with agreements and sales and writing and decisions that are going to be all about, you know, your lover or falling in love or pursuing love or the children or the creativity or the fun. And so something may be, you know, making itself evident by Monday the 17th that lets you know which way this is going. Venus, which is your focus about women, love, and income, is going to be very active on Monday as well as Tuesday. So here she's focusing on your home, your real estate, your moves, renovations, your family, parents, and roommates. So, you know, you're going to kind of deal with a woman who could benefit you there, or you're going to be dealing with your love life and what has transpired there, or the kids there, or the income there, I should say. And on Monday, you want to make an adjustment if you want things to go bigger. And that adjustment for you is going to somehow involve legal matters, the way you market something, any travel, any educational or learning curve, anything that involves weddings or religion or politics that ties into those things, give and take, if you want it to go bigger. And by Tuesday, there's real excitement there at that core home-based real estate family thing that is introducing, you know, something good happening around organizing or simplifying or cleaning and decluttering or a job or coworkers or people you hire to help, or anything that ties in positively through healthy outlets or involving the animals or the environmental side of things. So look for that to kind of open up. For Sagittarius, this full moon over the weekend
really bringing a big climax for you guys, either over the career or your boss or parent or judge or other authority figure, or around a big personal goal you've been pursuing, your reputation, your fame, something that's really a pinnacle in your life is climaxing, either coming to an end or coming through and you're celebrating the achievement. Saturn ties in positively, which links in anything going on behind the scenes, anything that is artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, deals with hospitals, addictions, research, investigations. There's something that you can kind of cement one way or the other that helps you with those goals and what you're achieving over the weekend. And then there's also an adjustment that needs to happen. You need to kind of give and take when it comes to the actions involving a friend or a group or the internet. And you need to stand in what it is you need when it comes to home, family, moves, renovations, or any of that. So give and take between those two will help you in achieving goals that you're going for. Now, Mercury for Sagittarius on Friday the 14th, very important day, very positive for any kind of talks, meetings, short trips, local activities, your writing, your speaking roles, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions, and whatever's going down here is really going to lead to actions that can be set in motion towards your aspirations or involving your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, causes, social networking, your freedom, your originality. So I would say go for it. And Monday, the 17th, Mercury moves into the new territory. And so from Monday forward, you guys are going to be turning thoughts more towards your home, your family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, roommates, and what's going down there in your cozy little nest. And so Monday may bring some kind of offer or information that lets you know what this is going to be about. Venus, where the love and the women and the money are, she's active on Monday and Tuesday, the 17th, 18th, and she's active out in your local or on short trips or through writing and ideas and offers and agreements and all that and sales. So that's where you'll make the money. That's where you'll run into love. That's where women will benefit you. On Monday, you want to give and take. You want to adapt so that something can go bigger. Whatever's going bigger for you through those communications is involving a big financial matter or divorce or sexual attraction or interest. And by Tuesday, there's real excitement playing out for Sag with their love life or lover or the kids or the creative project or the fun recreational pursuit. So look for Tuesday to tie in with love in those areas or money or the female. But for Capricorn, over this weekend, you're seeing a full moon build to some kind of climax around a legal matter, an educational pursuit, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, direction of your life, a wedding, travel plans or foreign interests or anything political or religious. So that's all in, you know, kind of wrapped up in the higher-minded area of life where you expand your way of viewing the world. And so you can expect that something is going to definitely either end and wrap up or you're going to hit that goal that you're going for and it's going to come through. Saturn is aligned with this, which means you have strong, solid support for your aspirations here or involving a friend or a group or the internet or astrology or a charity or a cause or your own independence in the situation. And there is an adjustment that needs to be made that is going to involve what you do with the career direction or the boss or the parent or judge or other authority figure or that big goal. And it means you kind of are giving and taking there through the choices that are being made. Mercury on Friday is going to do some good for you when it comes to the meetings and talks and decisions that focus on making money, your income, your bottom line, or any purchases or possessions. And it links really nicely to actions that are furthering your career or your personal goals or your reputation or dealings with authorities. So go, go, go on Friday. By Monday the 17th, we are seeing Mercury move into your communication zone, and in the weeks ahead, you're going to be into more talks, news and information, decisions and agreements that involve your ideas, your writing, your meetings, your local arena, community efforts, short trips. It also may tie in with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics. So you really start to conceptualize and make choices in these directions. Monday forward, you may have something show up that gives you an idea what it's going to be like on Monday. Venus is active on Monday and Tuesday in this week ahead. On Monday, and both days, actually, she's really active for Capricorn with making money, your personal income, or your possessions or purchases. So there may be a female that's beneficial on Monday or Tuesday. There may be love blossoming around those themes, or you're just making money to make money, and it's all good and flowing around. So on Monday, you want to make an adjustment if you want things to go bigger, and that means make an adjustment with that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, competitor, opponent, whoever that key person is. Give and take a little bit to get towards your goal. And by Tuesday, there's some real excitement with that income or possession or purchase, and it links for you guys with home or real estate or moves, renovations, parents, family, roommates, something there at the core root of your chart. For Aquarius, this full moon over the weekend, it is building to a big climax for you guys in your sex life or with your divorce, or with something big and financial, so the loan, the investment, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, child support commissions, settlements, royalties, your partner's money, whatever that outside financial flow might be. And so as the weekend builds, you're going to see more and more intensity around sex, divorce, or finances as it is climaxing by Sunday. And there's a solid supportive energy from Saturn, which means something here is cementing for you that is goal-oriented or ties in with the career or that authority figure that is on board to help you in the direction you're going. This looks nice. And then there's also a need to make an adjustment with another person that involves travel or legal, educational, media, or wedding plans. And you're going to be coming from a position of what you're doing to make money or deal with possessions or purchases or gifts in the situation. For the Mercury position on Friday the 14th, that is in Aquarius' sign, so this is a big day for you guys. You guys have the golden tongue. You might have a great offer. You might really meet somebody that's important. You may have something to say or write or decide or sell. Friday the 14th is big for this. It is going to tie in positively with the actions that can be taken towards that travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, legal, or wedding plan. So jump in, do what you can. By Monday the 17th, Mercury moves into your income zone where it will stay over the weeks ahead. So now thoughts turn to making money or dealing with your possessions or purchases, and you may have more offers now in these areas or meeting with people and making decisions and some writing things up. So you may want to kind of note what happens on Monday that will be, you know, showing you what's coming in the weeks ahead. Venus is going to be in your sign and active on Monday and Tuesday in this week ahead. So it's all about you pursuing the love or the money or dealing with women that looks really positive. Monday you'll want to make an adjustment if you want things to go bigger in those areas. And for you that means adjusting around work, health, paperwork, or pets. And by Tuesday the 18th, you've got some real excitement coming to you in the areas of love or money or women. That means, you know, the door is kind of opening wide here to who you meet, who you talk to, the choices that are made, or the offers that you receive. So communicate a lot on Tuesday. It looks good. For Pisces, over this weekend, we are building to this full moon. You're going to feel it every day as it's building and building towards Sunday. And this is really bringing a climax for Pisces with a key other person. So this can be your romantic / marriage partner, your business partner, your agent, attorney, advocate, specialist, client, competitors, opponents, whoever is that significant one right now that you're dealing with. Either you're going to be ending something or wrapping something up with them, or you're going to be celebrating things coming through or achievements or this next level you've taken something to. And Saturn is aligning very positively to help you cement something one way or the other that should be beneficial for you with this person that ties in with legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity or wedding themes. So look at what you can kind of solidify there with them. And also, as part of this full moon, we're going to see some adjustment that you're going to want to make in the actions taken involving your sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, or the big shared financial picture. When we look at Mercury for Pisces on Friday the 14th, it brings talks and decisions and agreements, offers sales, writing, all that, going on behind closed doors. This is a beneficial day. This is when your imagination can really benefit you. This is when you can get into, you know, offers and decisions and agreements on anything artistic, film, music, art, poetry, dance, sculpture, anything in your spiritual or romantic life, anything with hospitals or healing or dealing with addictions, anything that would involve research or investigations. All of this links positively to the steps that can be taken, the action that happens with on a financial level or with your sex life or divorce. And by Monday the 17th, Mercury is going to move into Pisces sign. So from Monday forward in the weeks ahead, really there's going to be a lot more thought turned towards your own needs, your body, your image, your identity, your name, title, brand, anything that really focuses in on you. So you may be hearing some offers coming at you about you, or you may just really start to be thinking about what you want to do about, you know, what's going on with your body or your image or your choices coming up. And Monday will probably give you a clue as to what that might be. And then when we look at Venus and the love she's pointing out, or the income potential, or the female that's going to be beneficial, this all really is kind of strong on Monday and Tuesday, the 17th and 18th. And for Pisces, again, playing out behind closed doors in the magical, inventive, or not, well, yeah, kind of more like developmental side of life. So, again, love may be, you know, clandestine or a romantic getaway Monday, Tuesday, or you're just kind of developing that love, or the income may, you know, revolve around something artistic or spiritual or with hospitals and other institutions or something you're developing, or the female may be tied into one of those realms. So you're kind of pulling back and you're doing something that you're incubating. And so, you know, these are both favorable for seeing where you can go with love or making money or dealing with women. Monday, you're going to want to make an adjustment, which means if you want things to go bigger, you need to give and take when it comes to your lover or the kids or the creativity or the recreational needs in the mix. And by Tuesday, there's excitement. There's something really opening up for you. You may not have expected it, or maybe you did, but you didn't expect it to quite go like this, but it looks positive, and it involves making money or being valued or purchases or gifts or possessions in the mix. So be open to what's about to kind of fall in place on Tuesday for that. And that is our week ahead. I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful week, and that we all achieve great things with our full moon over the weekend. It's Zoe Moon, and I will see you guys next week, same time. Have a good one.